This past year has been the most hectic year people I've ever seen in a long time. With the world-changing event known as the coronavirus outbreak, people have gotten sick, gone bankrupt, lost jobs, lost loved ones, and so much more. To record spiking numbers of cases and to the dropping cases, some people can't seem to see the end of this chaos. Many people are still asking themselves, when will they be able to go to a grocery store without a mask? This is why we think it's about time that people should start taking the vaccine seriously. While masks have slightly reduced the spread of COVID, with the release of this new vaccine, numbers have decreased dramatically, with at least 62,000 decrease reports over this past week of April. Our main goal of this podcast is to discuss why some people are choosing to not get the vaccine, possible misinformation of the vaccine, the different vaccines to choose from. In this podcast, we'll also discuss the science and truth behind these vaccines and how we as people can help everyone be on their way to being a coronavirus-free America. Now, we do understand that some people will choose not to take the vaccine, which is okay. But for those considering it, we hope this podcast might make you change your mind or at least think differently about these vaccines. Now, I understand Olivia has just recently taken the vaccine. So, Olivia, would you like to share some of the misconceptions or your experience with the vaccine?
The COVID pandemic began roughly a year ago, and we are already coming out with different vaccines. Due to how fast the vaccine came out and people believing it would take years to develop the vaccine, many people question the safety and effectiveness of the vaccines. Another widespread belief is anyone with allergies cannot get the vaccine. And although this is thought due to some adverse reactions to the vaccine, people also believe that if you've had COVID, they do not need the vaccine. However, antibodies don't last long, and while you can't build your immune system, the vaccine will help fight any chances of being reinfected. My parents both got COVID last fall, and while my mom was immunodeficient, my dad got the virus worse. Both my parents have been vaccinated since, and my mom described her symptoms as if she had got COVID all over again, but only for a few days. My dad and I, however, both didn't have any major symptoms except tiredness. When I received my vaccine, the needle was small and the least painful shot I've ever had. Although I cannot speak on the second dose, since I have a stinging insect allergy, they monitored me 30 minutes after my vaccine, and although I felt fine, this assured my safety and the chances I had a serious adverse reaction. Although my family and I received the Pfizer vaccine, I would encourage people to do their research to determine which vaccine to get. These are things that I would tell people to convince them and ease any worries about the vaccine. Now, Cavish will discuss the science that is being misunderstood by those perpetrating the misconception.
The thought of receiving the COVID-19 vaccine is the single most important agenda on everyone's mind. Recently, scientists have come with COVID vaccinations that allow people of all ages to obtain it. The question that runs in people's mind is how quickly the vaccine has been developed and the efficiency of the vaccine. According to muhealth.org, the vaccines are safe to inject because it has gone through the same procedures as any other vaccine on the block, and no steps were skipped in the process of making it. The reason for the quick development is because it was a worldwide investment in getting the vaccine available for the public, and this had to be solved as quickly as possible. Another widespread rumor about the virus is that people with O blood group have less of a chance to be affected by the virus. The studies that were carried by Harvard University indicate that everyone is capable of receiving the virus no matter what blood group the individual is in. But on the other hand, it does not necessarily state that most people who have O blood type have lesser side effects compared to the others. Personally, me and my mom had the coronavirus, and both of us were in the O blood group. We had the same symptoms, the main symptoms like the loss of smell, taste, and every one of that. But because of her age, she was very sick, and I wasn't as sick as she was, but I had after effects of the virus that affected my athletic abilities, and I could not perform the same ex exercises as well as I did before I got the coronavirus. And Naureen will speak further on the truth behind this vaccine.
As Kavik mentioned, since people around the world were working on this vaccine at the same time, it was able to be developed faster than other vaccines. because it was a pandemic, numerous pharmaceutical companies were willing to lend their resources to the cause, and new medical technologies that have been developed over the years were also being utilized at this time. There was also more funding available since everybody was pitching in. Nonetheless, the vaccine still went through the same Food and Drug Administration and clinical trial processes that every other vaccine is required to go through, and was proven to be safe in every step. This is confirmed by muhealth.org, and the Mayo Clinic also confirms that none of these steps were shortened or bypassed in order to approve this vaccine. One of the most important things to note about the vaccine is that the mRNA, or the messenger RNA, that it was used to create this vaccine is not new at all. It's been around and used for decades and has been effective, and AAFP.org confirms that it was even used in cancer research and it was completely fine. I've had friends who've lost close family and their friends during this pandemic. If a vaccine was around this time, it could have possibly saved their lives. My friends and I have gotten the Moderna vaccine so far, and we've had no unusual issues or symptoms. Though it is always scary to get a vaccine for a disease or a virus that is completely new, it is vital to have faith in these clinical processes because they have been protecting us for years and they've been working. The COVID-19 vaccine is absolutely crucial in order to prevent more cases and deaths from happening and help us get back to normal as soon as possible. Now, with Megan's help, let's find out why people choose to believe myths rather than the truth.
There are many reasonings behind why people believe in these misconceptions. A big one is the social media influence that people have. People look at a tweet or a Facebook post that someone influential makes and then immediately agrees or believes what they say. Another reasoning is looking out how vaccines are normally developed and see that it takes years to fully develop a vaccine. The COVID vaccine was developed in a year, and people are having a hard time trusting that the vaccine, because they are hearing that it was developed very quickly. They're not researching it properly, because if they did, they would see that more funding and more people were researching and working extensively on it, and that's why it was developed more quickly than others. On AAFP.org, it goes into more detail about this misconception. It says that technology is new and old. There was an increase in collaboration, more funding, which allowed researchers to work much faster. Every time I log onto Facebook, pretty much all I see is people talking badly or having hesitancy about the COVID vaccine. I feel like a lot of posts I see about it is making the vaccine very political. There was one post I saw that asked people to comment if they were to get the vaccine and why they were not getting it. A lot of comments were saying, no, it's too soon. And then others were saying, hell no. And then backing up their research with very political news articles or unreliable ones. To me, it's like a game of telephone. They share these misconceptions from others and then automatically believe it because it has tens of thousands of likes.
Thank you, Megan. As our podcast comes to an end, we hope that you learned something new about the vaccine and are more comfortable with getting it when the time comes for you. It is vital that people don't take everything they see on the internet at face value and do proper research instead. We hope that more people find reliable sources like the ones we've mentioned so far to inform themselves about COVID-19, the vaccine, and how we can help end this pandemic.